San Antonio communists hold pro-Cuba rally on eve of America's 250th birthday. By Randy Clark on July 4, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, several dozen protesters from the Party of Socialism and Liberation and a French communist right to rebel group gathered in the Alamo City to show their support for Cuba on the eve of America's 250th anniversary. The protesters chanted pro-communist slogans and offered Marxist literature to passing tourists just feet from the famous San Antonio Riverwalk. The intent of Friday's pro-Cuba protest was listed on the Party of Socialism and Liberation's Instagram social media site, which read, "The Trump administration has implemented an energy blockade and tightened sanctions on Cuba with indictments of Raul Castro, furthering sanctions on ICAP, CUPET, and up to the president himself. With the war on Iran floundering, Trump and the Warhawks are looking for a win. San Antonio stands together and says no war on Cuba." Several members of a pro-communist right to rebel group handed out flyers encouraging passers-by to boycott elections to help end U.S. imperialism. The flyers also contained a list of chants the group would lead, including "Cuba C, Yankee No, and "Defend Cuba, Make Revolution at Home." Very few showed up for the event in Texas' second largest city on a day when temperatures reached near 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Few tourists paid attention to the group and their cries to end U.S. imperialism on the eve of Independence Day. A table was set at the protest where activists marketed Marxist, Leninist, and Maoist literature published by Prairie Fire Publishing, an independent book distributor. The name Prairie Fire in communist circles originates from a quote from Chinese communist revolutionary and founder of the People's Republic of China, PRC, Mao Zedong. One book prominently marketed to tourists by the communist protesters at the Prairie Fire Publishing booth was Uphold the Red Flag of the Communist International and its Seventh Congress. The book provides a detailed Marxist-Leninist-Maoist overview of the Seventh Congress of the Communist International held in Moscow in the 1930s. A core intent of the book, written by the Communist Party of Brazil, formerly known as the Red Fraction, is to promote revolution in capitalist countries. The protesters adorned shade tents with Cuban flag banners, with several displaying the Palestinian flag as well. Several masked protesters unfurled a banner that read "Oppose U.S. imperialist aggression against Cuba. Yankee go home." One protester stood by the banner, holding a megaphone and leading the pro-communist chants. Another protester proudly waved a large Cuban flag and sported a man purse displaying an image of Mao Zedong and traditional Chinese characters that translate to "serve the people," a slogan common on retro Chinese revolutionary memorabilia. Another group represented at the pro-Cuban/anti-America rally was Project Unidad, a nonprofit that promotes social justice in San Antonio. Members of each group at Friday's protest frequently attend anti-ICE protests in the Alamo City. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, many of the groups protesting against America near the historic Alamo also participated in a coordinated protest at Turning Point USA's Women's Leadership Summit, WLS, in San Antonio held in June. A group of more than 100 protesters surrounded the Marriott River Center Hotel, chanting vile slogans against Erica Kirk and the attendees, and twice violently attempted to breach police lines and enter the event. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.